boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Those little paws, those little faces, those little licks. They need your help. I was trying to be dramatic.
I don't know, it worked.
I'm talking about those furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. I hope I was dramatic enough, because we need to be dramatic, because we need your help.
We are back with Stuff the Wagon 2024, currently sitting in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon, because we're hanging out parked at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids, and we would like to fill this trunk with donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yes, we would. One, to keep us warm, as it is a little chilly, but two, because we need to give those donations to our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, and those donations could be a whole lot of things. We did get one bag of puppy chow from Matt. Shout out, Matt. But we could take toys. We can take treats, litter. I mean, they have so many different things on their wish list that anything will help them.
Yeah, and tons of things. So if you want to see that wish list before you pop over to Tyson's on 16th Avenue, you can actually find it on KZIA.com or on the Z102.9 app. But we're going to be here till 7 o'clock, so perfect time for you to stop by after work and come see Two Fools in a Trunk. Hey, that's what we should call our show.
Two
Fools in a Trunk.
Why didn't we think of that 2 years ago?
It's a little late now.
Who thought we would have ended up here?
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Trending with Taylor live from the back of the Z102.9 station wagon as part of Stuff the Wagon. You can stop by until 7 o'clock tonight. We will be here live from the back of the station wagon. But I want to talk about something I've seen on TikTok, which is how people shop in China. There's a trend going on there.
Okay.
So if you go to a mall there, you're going to be seeing husband storage pods.
Hmm? Okay.
Yeah. They're labeled as husband storage pods, which sounds like kind of weird situation. But basically, it's a mall version of a man cave. So there's sofas to relax and hang out on your phone. Some of them even have gaming systems so that they can play. And the whole point is, which I'm sure something you have experienced before, you get to go shop without your man's in your ear being like, are we done yet? Are we done yet? Can we go home yet? And he can sit at the mall and do his own thing while you do your own thing, and everybody's happy.
That's kind of nice.
Husband storage pods. But then I'm kind of like, what's the point of going shopping together? You could have stayed home and done that.
No, and I need you there because I have questions. You know, even if you're at home, I'm going to send you pictures, so you might as well just be right next to me so I don't have to send you pictures.
Uh-huh.
Because I send pictures about every little thing.
Right. I wonder if there's a portable version of this, like a VR headset that you can knock on it. Hello, I have a question about this.
Hello, open it up. What do you think of this t-shirt color?
If I were him, I think I would just learn my lesson and stay home. Well, there is a draft because we are in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon. For Stuff the Wagon, you can stop by Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest with your donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society tonight until 7 o'clock. Whole show here. But I want to rewind to the weekend because it seemed like everybody and their mom was watching this dang fight.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had zero intentions of watching it.
Neither did I. I saw it. I saw everybody was like, oh, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. And I was like, oh, my boyfriend's not into that. I'm going to go home and not have to deal with this except for on Facebook. But I got home Friday, and he had it on TV. Now, they had a million fights leading up to it before Netflix decided to just...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Kaput. They had other people who I did not recognize because, again, I don't watch this stuff. But what I saw, respectfully... I don't understand it.
I wasn't going to watch it, and then it just happened to be we were getting on Netflix, and then I saw it was live, and I was like, oh. And then Neighbor Man's like, we should watch that, just because everybody wants to see Jake Paul get the crap beat out of him.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, yes.
So I tried to watch it, but the Netflix was like loading at 25%. We just couldn't get it to watch. So eventually I had to watch clips on Netflix.
You went out of your way to do that?
Or I watched clips on TikTok. That's what I did. Because I wanted to see it. So the next day I watched clips on TikTok. Just because I wanted to see, because I knew everybody was going to talk about it. I wanted to see what they were going to talk about. But I'm going to be honest with you. I also don't, I'm not really, maybe it's for other people, but it's not for me. I'm not into the fighting.
I just don't like people seeing getting whacked in the eyeballs and stuff. It scares me. My hands were in front of my eyes more than I was actually watching.
Watching someone get knocked out to the point where they fall over is not for me. Maybe it's for you. Not for me.
It scares me. I don't care if it's real or not. I'm like, that looks like it hurts and I feel the pain.
But you know what I did discover? Is that when I was watching it, I have found out a job I will never, ever, ever do. You could give me $1 million, I'll never do it.
Boxing.
Well, that too. You know I'm a wuss. I'd go running. No, I do not want to be the referee.
Oh.
First off, how do you not get whacked across the face? I've heard that they do. I haven't seen it, but... That's what Neighbor Man told me. He's like, oh, sometimes they get whacked across the face if they're not careful.
Paying attention? Oh, my God.
No, thank you. You do not get paid enough for that. Number two, you then have to intervene if they're like...
To break them up?
To break them up. Oh, two big guys and I got to intervene? No, I'm good.
I'd like to add to that. I don't want to touch sweaty people. Did you see how sweaty they get?
I know.
It's disgusting. I can just
imagine.
Then
there's blood? And you're telling me I gotta touch that. That's disgusting.
Nope. If I have to do anything, I'll watch at home from Netflix.
Yeah, we are at Tyson's on 16th Avenue for Stuff the Wagon until 7 p.m. tonight. You're helping our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. And if you want to help us out, helping our furry friends, catch their wish list on our website at KZIA.com or on the Z102.9 app. But I discovered this weekend, and I am not cut out to be a car salesman.
I could have told you that. But why?
Why?
Well, if you've ever heard us have a conversation about vehicles,
oh yeah,
it's painful to listen
well,
to.
Well, the first thing, if I call them emojis, you know, those things that light up on your, is it the dash?
On your dashboard?
Yeah, that thingy. I shouldn't be hired. That's number one right there. So if you work in the car dealership industry, don't hire me. Here's why. Because I had to sell my old car. You know, my little Chevy Impala.
That was just putting along hardly.
I finally sold it. But here's the thing. There's so many things that went wrong and have still gone wrong.
Okay.
While selling this vehicle. First off, the guy comes over and wants to know what I want out of this car. I don't know.
It was a death machine, so I hope you asked for $2 and like a piece of gum.
Actually, you should pay me because of how bad this car is. I was like, I don't know. So I made Neighbor Man do most of the talking because I'm like, I don't want to negotiate.
I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah.
Because what if he counteroffers? I don't want that.
I get nervous. I'd fold. I'd be like, sure, that sounds good.
So I didn't want to do that. But then here's what I didn't even think about. He's like, okay, great. I love that deal. We'll do that cost, right? Where's the title? You got to give that over? I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to own it anymore.
Taylor, I forgot about that.
Did you have it?
Well, luckily, I happened to remember where it was. Okay. The thing was, where is it in the house? I know where it's at. It's in a folder, but where is it at in the house? So I turned to Neighbor Man, and I'm like, stall.
What does that mean? Give him a tour?
No, he stood outside while I ran inside, hoping to God I knew where the title was.
Okay.
So there's that. So I gave the title. Next thing, after he drove off with the car, I remembered I never cleaned the glove department. Glove compartment. Whatever it is.
Know.
See, still don't hire me as a salesman. I never cleaned it. I hope there's no documents in there that are personal.
Cause there are. There probably are.
I don't have them. The guy has them. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. That's where number one went wrong. Number two, that hit me today. I never took the license plates off. You're supposed to take them off.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. I should reach out, but that I feel stupid. Hey, I'm the dummy-dumb-dumb who sold the car to you, and I forgot the things in the glove department. I can't remember to take the license plates off. And how's that crappy car I sold you?
Is he driving it? What's he doing?
Yeah, he wants to drive it.
Oh.
I told him it was a bad deal.
So if he gets pulled over with your license plate.
See, I know, Taylor. I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be on the most wanted because he's going to go on a high-speed chase, and they're going to think it's me. I'm already thought of all the bad things.
I think you got to call him.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, this is a little bit of a different Taylor window update because I'm in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon because we're out here for Stuff the Wagon at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue until 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm just watching the busyness of... Is that 16th Ave right there?
I don't know. Is it directions? Oh, Barry from Iowa's News Now says
he confirms yes.
He knows directions more than we.
I'm trying to get a little rogue here. I'm like, can I get people to honk at us?
What do we do? Well, we then need to hire someone to stand. You know, that's what we should do. Have like a street teamer stand near the road and then like with a sign, honk if you love pets.
Yeah.
Honk if you love those furry friends. And that's what they would do.
Oh my gosh, maybe next time.
But then I'm always afraid it will cause some type of accident.
Well, yeah.
Or I will this could be that girl in the afternoon. You do the show by yourself, and I will dress up as a wacky inflatable tube man to get them to come over here. I will gladly do that. I will order one online, and I will be ready for next week.
I'm a little worried about your back.
You're right. One little flex, woo, and I'm out, dude.
Well,
and I'm out.
Maybe after this, you can just go give me a
I'll
little
I'll be the wacky inflatable tube man on the ground.
Perfect. I think that'll do.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10 hut. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
And oh, do I have an update for you. But before I get to that, let me remind you that we are broadcasting live in a trunk on 16th Avenue at Tyson's until 7 o'clock for Stuff the Wagon. Taking donations for our for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, shout out Anne who just brought a couple bags of treats, cat treats, and some bacon strips.
God, bacon sounds so good.
Well, not that.
We're going to donate those. Thank you. You're saying I can't eat it? Okay.
No.
But I have an update for you, a Christmas boot camp update. And it's funny because it has nothing to do with my fur babies, and it is not an update on Neighbor Man. They're all doing fine right now. However, I think I need to take a course in Christmas boot camp.
All right.
Because here's the thing. I need to start learning the sound of what Mochi sounds like when he's climbing up the tree.
The cat.
Yes. You know how you can be dead asleep, right? And when the cat starts getting sick or the dog.
Oh, you know that sound.
Boom. You're up in like 0.5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Not even. Even faster, right? You could be dead asleep, right? And then you hear it and you're like, I'm awake.
Uh-huh.
Get him on the hard floor. Don't let him do it on the carpet.
Uh-huh.
I need to be that exact same when I hear Mochi climbing up the Christmas tree because he was doing it last night, and in my dream, what that sound was, which is like, right, was me like wiping my hands on a towel. Like I heard that sound, and then all of a sudden I started dreaming that I was like drying my hands on a towel instead of it being Mochi climbing up a tree.
But so, he was actually climbing up the tree.
Right.
Okay.
And he got pretty far because in my dream I'm like, I'm, you know, drying my hands on a towel. And then finally it hit me. I'm like, wait, that's not the sound of drying your hands on a towel. Oh my God, that's a cat climbing up the tree. Like I need to be trained faster so that I get up. And he can't get up on that tree.
Because
we have a tree in the bedroom. And all the kiddos are, like, trapped in the bedroom with, you know, we have food and water in there. And there's litter that's next to the other bedroom, which is connected.
Yeah.
So we're all in the bedroom at night. And there's another tree. So he has access.
So what do we do? Do you put a motion sensor on the tree?
Oh, no. You know what I was thinking is I need to record that sound of a cat going up a tree and just like play it repeatedly, multiple times a day, like to a crap to the point where it annoys the crap out of me. You know when like kids listen too much to Baby Shark.
Yes.
Like I'm gonna listen to it like that much.
Can you send me that noise and I'll play it just at random to see how quickly you respond?
Yes, I need you. That's even a genius idea. I need you to be on top of this training.
Uh-huh.
I need
I'm
you to
time you.
Like, I'll be like, you know, in our jock meeting, like for instance tomorrow or something, and I want you to play that sound and see how reactive I am.
And then I'm gonna get a squirt bottle, and if you don't react fast enough, I'm gonna spray you. And I definitely have a Christmas boot camp update, but first we got to mention where we're at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids for Stuff the Wagon, because we love the fur babies so much, our own and those at Cedar Valley Humane Society. If you want to bring by a donation, please do. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Shout out Jody, who just stopped by and was so excited to make her donation. But back to my fur babies. My kids, my cats have been really putting me through it as I've been decorating for Christmas. And I've been doing it slower than normal. I don't really know why. I have had my tree up for a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe. But over the weekend, I was like, okay, it's time. The ornaments are going on. And
nice.
I knew that my cat Romeo loves an ornament. It's like a toy to him. He thinks it's for him. So we also, though, had my boyfriend's family dog at the house.
Oh, no.
Louie, the golden retriever. And my poor cats were traumatized all weekend. Like, did not leave from under the bed. We didn't even introduce them. Louie was downstairs and the cats stayed upstairs. But it ended up working out in my favor that I got to decorate the Christmas tree completely in peace.
Ugh.
Because my Romeo was so scared of that dog, he didn't leave from under the bed. So maybe not the best life hack, but scare your cat so you can decorate in peace is what I would say. But it sounds like things have gone back downhill now that Louie's gone, because my boyfriend texted me earlier that he was gnawing on the tree and he yacked up some pine needles earlier. So
why does this keep happening?
It's like one step forward,
three steps back.
I don't know how to make it any better.
Well, and yeah, we got to figure out how to get him to stop eating the Christmas tree.
Hey, you would think he would learn. If it's making you sick, stop doing that.
But can you put cheese away from the, I don't know, or something? I know you shouldn't give him cheese, but find something else.
They have
like
so many toys.
Cat treats away from the Christmas tree.
I don't know if it will matter. I think he knows I hate it, and that's why he does it.
Oh, he's like, oh, Mom hates this.
Yeah, he's like a teenager. He's like, I'm going to push my mother to the brink.
Live and on location from the trunk, it's Stuff the Wagon with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I mean, it's a little too late to change the name of the show, but I really do want to switch it to Those Two Fools in a Trunk.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty straightforward as to what's going on.
Yep, two fools in a trunk. That's what we are today, because we're doing our show in a trunk. You want to see it for yourself? You want to laugh at us? We will let you do that. But you got to see us at 16th Avenue Tyson's.
Yep, we're here for Stuff the Wagon. There's lots of room in here for some donations.
Mm-hmm.
So on your way home, if you want to stop by, run inside and grab a bag of dog food or litter or whatever you want off the wish list. We're going to be here till 7.
Yeah, see that full wish list on the Z102.9 app or KZIA.com. I went on a double date yesterday, and this isn't my first time, you know, being on a double date. I think they're fun, but this was my first double date where I didn't know the couple because it was neighbor man's friends.
A whole different vibe.
Mm-hmm. He's been friends with the husband since he was 13 years old.
Oh, and you've never met him before?
No, so there's history, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
There's history. And, you know, the husband and wife have been together for years, so obviously neighbor man has known them for many, many years as well. Let me tell you, if you ever want to see Destiny finally shut up and be quiet and be shy, take me on a double date where I don't know the couple.
Well, because it's like a little intimidating.
It is.
Being like, okay, you guys know everything about each other and I don't want to ask something stupid.
Yeah, no, 100%.
That I should know.
I was so quiet and so shy, you would have been like, who is this woman? I don't know who she is.
I don't know who this woman is.
Who took her? That's not my girlfriend. But that's what I was on the date. But you know what I will say is that the husband did fantastic on the date. Because they would bring up something like, you know, for instance, neighbor man would say something like, oh, how's your dog doing? Or how's your dad doing? Or, oh, do you remember how we used to do this when we were kids in high school?
Yeah.
And the husband, every single time that neighbor man would say something like that, the husband would turn to me and be like, did you know I have kids? Or did you know I have a dog?
Oh.
Or did you know that we used to do this in high school? Which I thought was really cool because he would make sure to turn to me, make sure I was involved in the conversation. And if I said no, because I didn't really know a whole lot about them, I was like, oh, no. He'd be like, oh, well, I have these kids and I've had this dog for a certain amount of years or whatever, which just made me feel like I was part of the conversation and like I was part of the group. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make me feel like such an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved it. I thought the husband did fantastic work. I don't know if this was his first rodeo or not, but man, did he kill it.
I would say he definitely has some sort of experience.
Uh-huh.
Because normally, most of the time, you're like looking at them. You're like, I don't know what they're talking about. They played baseball in high school. He's never mentioned this to me. And then they ask you a question like you're supposed to know. And you're like, oh my God, I don't know anything about my partner. Does he even love me?
Does he even love me? No, 100%. But I will tell you, the only thing about double dates is that no one really prepares you for that awkwardness where, like, the conversation kind of has just stopped.
Yeah.
And that kept happening every once in a while. And then...
That's my nightmare.
Oh, it kind of did. And neighbor man would be like, okay, well, this will be fun to do this again. And I'm like, is that how you're filling in the awkward space you should be filling?
He was saying that like 10 minutes in.
Oh, my God. It was like every 2 seconds. Well, this will be fun to do again. Oh, I can't wait to do this again. Every time it got awkward. And I was like, okay, we get it. You want to do this again. But you got to find a new thing to fill in that awkward space.
Well.
But, I mean, I wasn't helping because, again, I was just being a shy little Gus. And I wasn't saying anything. But I was just like, we got to find something, you know, like we got to find questions. Maybe we bring little games or something.
That's it. You should always have an activity. Card game.
Is that weird?
Board game. I don't
know. If we're at a restaurant, we were at a pizza joint.
Dude,
on a double date.
If I was on a double date and I didn't know the other couple and the girl was like, okay, I got Uno in my purse, I'd be like, I want to be your friend. You are so cool.
Dang it. I didn't win her as a friend then.
Then you need to pack that for next time.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
And we are live from the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon for Stuff the Wagon 2024, collecting donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. If you want to stop by, we're here till 7 o'clock tonight. But I want to talk about this thing I've seen going viral on TikTok, which is boyfriend bingo.
And, okay. I just recently got into bingo, so you've got me there.
All right. I feel like this is going to be right up your alley. Now, I think this was kind of a thing last football season for NFL. There were people doing this where normally the girlfriend would make a bingo card of things that her man would do during the game. This is kind of the same concept where you're not interested in what he's doing, but you're going to make a game out of it. But instead, it's for gaming. Okay?
Okay.
I know you've been there. I know you know this life. I also know this life. When your man is up at his PC and not paying attention to you, sucked into his game. Oh, it drives you crazy. But this girl created COD Bingo. So his game of choice.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, which actually my boyfriend has been playing lately, and it's driving me nuts. And she created herself a little bingo card of mostly things that he says while he's playing, and she's able to cross them off as he's going. So some of the things are, dude, or he knows, or huh, like whatever, you know, your man in the other room playing. She writes all those things out, a lot of profanities, maybe a sigh, a heavy sigh that something bad happened, or if he makes a weird noise, like, you know, I don't know, what do guys do when they're playing?
That's pretty accurate.
So in the video of the girl that is going viral for it, she crosses things off, and at the end of the video, she has a bingo, so she yells, bingo! And he turns around and immediately knows what she's doing. Wasn't mad, laughed it off, and then went back to playing the game.
I would like to add a couple of things to my bingo card okay. because I know that there's some that I need. I need one where I think he's talking to me.
And he's not.
And he's not. Because how many times have I been laying in the bedroom and I think he's talking to me and I'm like, huh? And no, he's talking to his buddy. And then I would add one more where I would, you ask them a question.
Uh-huh.
And then they go, oh, yeah, sure, babe, or whatever. And it's like the most ridiculous question. Mm-hmm. Like, ask them a stupid question.
Like, are you going to propose to me tomorrow?
Yeah, huh, sure. Oh, I should ask that. And then get that on recording and use it against him.
And then once he's off the game, present him with the video footage.
Uh-huh.
And, like, explain yourself.
Exactly.
That's the prize for the bingo game, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we are in the trunk, and the donations are rocking for Stuff the Wagon. We're going to be out here till 7 o'clock at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids. If you want to drop by with a donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society, you can check out their full wish list on KZIA.com or the free Z1 to 2.9 app. I had a pretty lame weekend, I'm not going to lie, but it was very satisfying for me because I cleaned out my basement closet.
Okay.
Riveting. I know it sounds terribly boring, but it was something that I've been putting off for a long time because honestly, we moved into our new place, me, my boyfriend, and his younger brother, and there was a lot of stuff that we didn't need right away that just got tossed in this closet because it's under the stairs. Got it out of the way. We've been there a couple months now, and I was like, I kind of want to organize that a little nicer. I also need to get my Christmas ornaments out, and if I'm doing that, I might as well kill two birds with one stone. So I was working on this on Friday, pulling everything out, and I know I had a lot of decorations from my last place when I lived on my own that don't really fit anymore. They're really girly. I now live with two boys. It's just not a home for it in my place. So
I'll
Well, you know what? If you want to look at it, I still have it. But I was going through, like, keep what I wanted, like, move to upstairs and then a donate pile. And the donate pile was really big, and I was planning on that. And then my boyfriend had some stuff in the closet, too, that we just threw in there. And I was being, I was checking in with him before I decided which pile they went in.
That was nice.
Because it's not my stuff. It's stuff he had before we lived together. And I pulled out a small trash can and was like, okay, can this be donated? Like, it's a bathroom trash can. We both have our own bathrooms with our own trash cans in them.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, we could probably find a spot for it.
Oh, God.
No. No. You have one in your bathroom. I have one. I think this needs to go. And then it happened again. He has like a whiteboard corkboard thing that I pulled out. Hey, do you want to put this up in your office or can it be donated? I want to hang on to it. I'm like, oh, God. You want me to put it back in the closet to sit there and rot for another 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did because I'm like, this isn't my thing. But there was just a couple of those moments that I was like, why are we hanging on to these things?
I think you need to take... Well, luckily you got rid of the trash can.
I was able to get rid of the trash can, yes.
But you still have the whiteboard.
Yes.
And there's probably other things you don't want anymore.
Yes.
So I need you to hold on to them, remember what they are, and then next time he buys something, I want you to follow the one in, one out rule. I've been trying to follow this religiously lately, but anytime you buy something new, you bring something home, one in, one out.
Ooh.
Something has to go. Something has to be donated. Something has to be sold. So now you can then turn around and be like, hey, you just bought those Nike shoes. Okay, something now has to go. There goes the whiteboard. That way you just don't have a ton of junk. I'm trying to be very proactive and make sure we are like downsizing a lot and we don't have things that we don't need.
Right.
So I've been really good about one in, one out.
It's a really good idea, except I...
But you also have to follow it.
That's what I was going to say. I'm a hypocrite.
You have to.
Because I will go to Target and come home with a cart full, and nothing's leaving.
And it's everything. One in, one out.
I don't know if I can commit to this. So in that case, I'll just hold on to the whiteboard for a little longer.
And the only way we can make our goal... is your help. You're the reason Stuff the Wagon is as huge as it is and has been, and we want to do round two, make it bigger and better. So we need your help.
Absolutely. So you can find us until 7 o'clock in the parking lot at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids. We are in the trunk doing our show live. And there's plenty of room for whatever donation you come by with. And you can find the list of most needed items for Cedar Valley Humane Society on KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app.
But we absolutely love animals. That's obviously why we're doing Stuff the Wagon, because we want to give back to our furry friends this holiday season. But, you know, Taylor has two cats at home. I've got two cats, two dogs at home. So, of course, when I see a dog and I'm driving on, let's say, First Avenue, could be Collins Road, Blair's Ferry, wherever I'm at, and you're next to me on that road, okay, and you have a dog and their head is out the window, I'm going to give that dog, like, funny faces. I'm going to smile at him. I'm going to blow kisses.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wave at it. And then whoever's in the car with me, I'm going to say, look at that dog. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Aww. Because I've been that other person. I've been the driver with the dog in the car. And I absolutely love when people give my dog funny faces and kiss at them or whatever. Because I'm just like, oh, you see how freaking cute my dog is.
Oh, yeah. Proud mother moment.
Oh, absolutely. So that's why I like to return the favor. However, I got dinged yesterday. And now I don't know if I can ever do it again. So you're going to have to really convince me to ever do this again.
Okay.
So I'm driving Collins Road. See a beautiful dog. And I'm like, oh, I'm like blowing it. Oh, you're such a good puppy. Oh, you're adorable. And that's when I notice the passenger turn and look at me. Give me a side eye a little bit. And it's somebody I went to high school with.
Oh, God.
Who did not like me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, God. I don't think I can ever do this again because you don't know who the driver is that you're blowing kisses at their dog. I was like, I don't know. She wants me to blow kisses at her dog.
So what? You just, like, quickly looked away?
That was the longest red light of my entire life. Oh, they need to fix the red lights around here. I'm going to tell you right now because that was the longest thing ever. But I was just like, she looked at me and I was like, oh, God. Look down. Pretend you dropped something on the floor.
Oh my God.
And I was like, turn the light green.
So you're saying the dog didn't do anything wrong? Of course, because dogs could never do anything wrong. It's because you look like a fool to the person who's driving the car. And that could be somebody that hates you?
Yes. So I don't think I could ever do it again. Imagine it's your ex next time. You know, imagine it's a boss.
Well, I would have some profanity and some gestures thrown that way if that was the case.
See?
But if it was, like, somebody from high school that didn't like me, maybe you need to keep, like, a ski mask in the front seat in that situation. You know?
So I can put it on and still blow kisses to the dog?
Well,
and no one knows who I am?
Yes, exactly that.
But I also look like I'm going to rob a bank at 5 o'clock.
Keep people on their toes.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We've been talking a lot about Stuff the Wagon, which is coming up on Monday. We are not going to be in studio.
No, we are going to be in the parking lot at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We're going to be in the trunk of the van, the Z102.9 station wagon, doing our show. We're going to do that. Don't you worry.
Oh, you'll hear us.
But at the same time, we are collecting donations from you out there to pass along to Cedar Valley Humane Society for this holiday season.
Dad, if you want to help out with Stuff the Wagon and help out with our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society and you're going shopping this weekend, make sure you check KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app. We've got their wish list right there of like the things that they need.
And all the other info, all the other upcoming dates. Mm-hmm. So check that out this weekend.
So it inspired this week's trivia questions as it was all about dogs and cats and our furry friends. But this one tonight is about dogs.
Yes.
And it, I think, probably one of my favorite trivia questions I've done of all time.
Yay.
Here we go. This dog made $10,000 per episode, and by the end of his career, he made more than $3.2 million. What TV show is this dog from?
Okay, now you got to think about those shows.
Yes, that have iconic dogs.
That iconic dog character in it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
What are we doing with our animals?
That's what I'm saying. Dang it.
They just eat our crap. That's all they do.
How do you make a cat a movie star?
I don't know.
I gotta work. I'm gonna Google that later.
That's your homework this weekend.
Yeah, that is.
This dog made $10,000 per episode, and by the end of his career, he made more than $3.2 million. What TV show was this dog from?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'm loving tonight's trivia question. I think I've said it before. I'm like, oh, this is my favorite trivia question of all time. But I think I mean it this time.
She's outdone herself.
The trivia question tonight, this dog made $10,000 per episode. And then by the end of his career, he made more than $3.2 million. What TV show was this dog from?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3795 said... Dog with a Blog, which is, if you don't know, it was a Disney Channel show.
I probably watched an episode or two. I don't know, though.
It didn't run very long, but the whole concept was that there was this family whose dog, Stan, could talk, and he had a blog.
Maybe I didn't watch it. Did they know Stan could talk?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I definitely didn't watch this, but I would.
I think I was a little too old, but now looking back at it, I'm like, I should go home and watch that. That sounds like great.
4829 texted in, and they said Full House, Comet. How could you forget Comet?
Classic.
What a good dog.
It's like the iconic family dog, golden retriever.
Yep.
So cute.
That they made me want a golden retriever. Uh-huh. I haven't had one yet, but they made me want one so badly growing up.
I love Comet. I also Googled, by the way, if you didn't know Comet, also that dog starred in Air Bud.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
I thought that dog, Comet, Justin, I don't know, isn't that their real name, is it?
No.
Okay.
It was Buddy, I think.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought they only did Full House, and that was it.
No. It was also the star of Air Bud.
Makes sense.
I mean, celebrity. Talk about that. Jeez.
Gotta watch Air Bud this weekend.
Serious. 2241 said Lassie.
Is that a TV show? I've heard of it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Why?
That's like a classic... TV show. I don't know that I have seen it.
I've heard of it. I thought it was a movie.
There might be a movie. I do believe it's a TV show too, though.
Hmm.
And it's just the cutest. It's a collie dog.
Okay.
And they're cute. They're just adorable. They're herding dogs.
Oh.
So they chase around.
Okay.
Sheep and stuff. Oh. Okay, enough of my facts about Lassie.
Well, I don't know what
I mean, I love to chit-chat about dogs.
Clearly.
Stuff.
She does.
I got a lot of knowledge.
Tonight.
Sorry.
She goes on and on. The whole show would be about dogs if she had it her way.
It would.
Going on to tonight's trivia question. This dog made $10,000 per episode, and then by the end of his career, he made more than $3.2 million. What TV show is this dog from?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in about 3 minutes.
I still want to know, what did the owners do with that money? That's crazy money right there.
Insane money.
Yeah, that dog better get bones every week, every day.
Spa treatments, blow dries. God.
Belly scratches.
Oh, my God. Don't forget, you can catch us out of studio on Monday. We're going to be broadcasting live at Tyson's on 16th Avenue for our second annual, but first stop of Stuff the Wagon.
Oh, yeah. We've got the donation list. We've got all the details that you need on our website at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
And it inspired tonight's trivia question. This dog made $10,000 per episode, and then by the end of his career, he made more than $3.2 million. What TV show is this dog from?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Remember the TV show Frasier? The dog Eddie made $10,000 per episode. And then by the end of it, $3.2 million. Now, I want to make this clear that it wasn't just from the TV show. This dog was also in commercials. Also was in a movie.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you rack up a nice little paycheck there.
It's insane.
Doggeroo.
Dude, okay, so I looked up more because you know me, I love a dog fact. Eddie, which is his name in the show, that's not the dog's actual name. His name is Moose.
That's cute.
Which is adorable. But he kind of has a sad beginning to his story.
No, don't.
Before
okay.
he rose to fame.
Okay.
No, but it's good.
All right.
He ended up on top.
So, and he went and makes $3.2 million.
Before he was famous as Eddie and being a movie star and stuff, Moose was a dog who was too much to handle for his original owners.
Shut up.
So
I bet they feel so stupid.
I bet they do too. Because then he was given to the Florida manager of Birds and Animals Unlimited, which is a company that trains animals for TV and motion pictures.
There's a place for that?
Apparently. And then he became a huge star. Can you believe that?
Is there one here? Because I've got two dogs and a cat. I'd love to teach to act. Mommy's got bills to pay.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.